This is a Healthy Lifespan Tip for the Day, a program designed to bring you scientific and practical methods to help you achieve and maintain a healthier life. Now here's your host, consumer advocate George Commons.
Did you know that simply supplementing your diet with vitamin D may help lower the risk of cancers of the breast, colon, and ovary by up to 50%? This well-documented benefit of vitamin D supplementation was recently published in a review paper in the American Journal of Public Health. These researchers assessed 63 studies conducted over the last 40 years and concluded that a daily dose of at least 1,000 international units or IUs of vitamin D is necessary to maintain health. The current RDA is lacking adequate vitamin D at 200 IU for children and up to 400 to 600 IUs for adult men and women. According to this review study, the current RDA is 40 to 60% too low for adult needs. Recent evidence suggests that vitamin D deficiency may play a role in other diverse conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, lung disease, schizophrenia, and multiple sclerosis. Vitamin D is crucial to skeletal health, helping to prevent rickets and osteoporosis, two diseases characterized by weak bones. Vitamin D's health-promoting effects are attributed to its numerous actions in the body, including supporting calcium absorption, decreasing insulin resistance, regulating cell production, and modulating immune function. While about 90% of the body supply of vitamin D is produced by the action of sunlight on the skin, the increasing use of sunscreen combined with limited time spent outdoors leaves many children and adults deficient in this crucial vitamin. Life Extension Nutrition Center has made available the highest pharmaceutical-grade vitamin D3 in 1,000 IU capsules, costing pennies per dose. Visit Life Extension Nutrition Center, 1792 in Maitland, 407-599-9600, on the web at HealthyLifespan.com.
Join George Collins for Healthy Lifespan. This is your co-host, Randy Molnar. Healthy Lifespan, here on 540 WFLA.